You're listening to Roundtable with me, He Yang, joined by Ryan Price. I was almost going to say that I'm Ryan Price for some reason.
Nuh-uh.
Change the tone.
Yeah, I don't know.
And the voice.
I don't know what happened there, but I'm happy because you guys are here with me. The other gentleman that's been chipping in with some insightful analysis.
Hello.
Is Mr. Xu Qingduo. And coming up, this summer's sunstroke prevention guide recommends 藿香正气水 or 藿香正气 liquid as a treatment to heat stroke. Yes, your grandma will probably recommend the same magical drink, but is grandma right this time? And an online survey found that female college students spend more than male students monthly. But once the guy gets the girlfriend, expenses goes up by quite a bit. Yeah, I wonder what Ryan's going to say about that, and I wonder what Qingduo has to say, because Qingduo, you are probably going to be funding the extra expenses and things. So, are students spending wisely? We always want to hear from you. Just send us a WeChat message, as we are Easy FM Roundtable, or you can find us on Sina Weibo. Just key in 轻松调频 Roundtable. If you're a podcast listener, we're Roundtable 圆桌会议 there. But now on Roundtable, it is the moment when we announce
the throne.
Yes.
Yes.
The Roundtable Game of Throne winner. Yes. And it's getting a little bit repetitive.
Oh my god.
Yes, as the
what
person.
Does this mean?
Yes, it's the person who's established dynasty after dynasty. That is Mr. Liam.
Liam, yeah. Wow. So this is going to be in the history books for the longer lasting.
And yesterday it was Madison sharing the throne with Liam. Today Madison was only 1 second late.
Yeah, I'm guessing Liam just doesn't want to share the throne that often. Okay, so like yesterday was an exception, but today he's like, nope, mine.
Yeah, and there's exactly, that's the kind of tone I think he would have. And there is Lil, who's tried very hard to grab the throne, and then he realized that his watch was a little bit slow. It's not your fault, it's your watch's fault, Leo, and I'm happy that you've sent in many
messages.
Have a
new watch next time.
Yes, so one of the benefits of listening to Roundtable is actually you get to fix your watch. You notice there is something not right about it. And there's so many of you saying hi to us. I'll start with one person that loves Ryan. Miss HF says, I totally agree with Ryan. Ryan always makes really good comments and lots of emojis. So I can't trust HF's comment. Basically, it's all love. She's not being objective.
I think
she's bland, remember?
I will politely disagree with you and say I love her comments, and I would respond in proper emoji with a heart smiley face. And thank you so much for your nice comments.
Oh, I'm sure she'll be very happy to hear that. And your girl, Dian Dian, Escuela, what did I say? Chinglish, I'm sorry. She is back in the picture.
Oh my god, Dian Dian's back.
Yeah.
Hi, Dian Dian. I hope everything's going well, and it's good to see you back.
Yeah, totally. And there's Sibao Ke, Fang Fang, Gloria, and a whole bunch of you greeting us, and I just want to greet you as well. And I can see that people are getting all excited about this traditional Chinese medicine cure to sunstroke that is called 藿香正气水. And for anybody who's lived in China for a couple of years, you must have heard of this.
Except me.
Oh, you haven't?
I haven't.
Yeah, we'll have it for you, Ryan.
Actually, this morning.
Show. She tried to push some on me this
morning.
Really? Didn't tell
didn't
me
work?
Anything
no.
about it. No. I was suspicious
that is
of her.
So unfair.
Yeah, right off the get-go, I was like, He Yang being nice, trying to give me something. I was like, no way.
Ryan, that is so unfair. You know, we take our jobs so seriously, and we love what we do, and we want to give our listeners first-hand experience. So I, as a Chinese person, have heard of 藿香正气水, but I've never had it before. This morning, I decided to sacrifice myself and become the guinea pig to have some, so at least I can tell everyone how it feels by taking it. And as I was opening the bottle, took a sip, and I thought, this precious moment has to be shared with my dear colleague, my good
absolutely.
Friend, such a wonderful man that will never say no to me whenever I'm asking for a reasonable request. Mm-hmm. And Ryan just rejected me.
Well, next time he will accept that for the friendship of the two countries.
Yeah, it's on,
man,
Ryan.
I'm really just being pressured and guilt tripped into this. Whoa, but... you know what? We're going to talk about this stuff because I will, and hopefully I will be given the tools from our discussion here to defend myself of why I didn't take it.
Okay, let's see how that will pan out. This summer is really hot, as a large part of China has been experiencing temperatures above 40 degrees. A sunstroke prevention guide has been publicized by China's central TV station. 火香正气 liquid is a familiar drink for Chinese people that is said to treat heat stroke. But now, I mean, it's on the list, and lots of people are saying maybe it doesn't work. Qingduo, why don't we start with you?
I guess it depends, you know. Besides, it's mostly it's hard to draw a conclusion whether Huoxiang Zhengqi, the liquid, worked on you. I mean, after you get the medicine prescribed from your doctor, you know, usually you take this medicine together with other kind of drugs. So this mixed pot of drugs, so you don't know which one worked on you, right?
But isn't
this is a
that
problem.
Very dangerous. If you're taking Western medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, and various kinds, and you're just like a medicine bucket, and that's not good for health.
Well, this is another topic, I guess. You know, it depends on the doctor, right? So
it doesn't sound like it's been prescribed by doctors.
you have to have the trust in a doctor, so they prescribe the medicine for you. Maybe a combination of drugs, right, that will work the best for you. So, but anyway, coming back to Huoxiang Zhengqi liquid, usually it is at the start of the dog days of summer, you know, in northern China, usually, I think in whole China, basically, the middle of, it starts from the middle of July until the middle of August, basically the whole month, you know, it's so hot, you know, people take Huoxiang Zhengqi liquid to prevent from suffering from heat stroke, or sometimes if you get a cold, you probably will also get the Huoxiang Zhengqi liquid to cure your cold in summer. The Chinese people differentiate the cold from different kind of cold. Like in summer, you have a different kind of cold from that one you got in winter. So they say for this summer cold, you use Huoxiang Zhengqi liquid. But that's the general understanding, I guess. And last time I tried it, it's still in college time. I remember the taste. It's not that pleasant, let's say. It's a bit strong. Probably I don't want to continue. the thing is, like, I didn't know whether it worked on me or not. But remember, if you got a common cold, usually it takes a few days to recover, you know, whether you take the medicine or not.
Yeah, that's true. And as a guinea pig, a round table guinea pig, I did try this thing out this morning. And yes, I've been suffering from a cold, and recently it's gotten better, but I don't mind trying a new form of medicine for me. And yeah, it was spicy. It was strong. And I think it might have an effect in curing cold, but I wonder about heat stroke. And just one thing I'd like to highlight for people, and you can question my intention. Apparently, there's 40 to 50% of alcohol content in this Huoxiang Zhengqi liquid. So, I was deliriously happy after having that medicine.
Some secret.
So, Ryan, after you doing your research, what do you think? Does it have an effect on curing heat strokes?
Well, if you live in any of these cities, China's top 10 hottest cities, these being Chongqing, Fuzhou, Hangzhou, Nanchang, Changsha, Wuhan, Xi'an, Nanjing, Hefei, and Nanning.
Well done.
Yes. If you live in these
good
cities,
Chinese.
You should not be drinking this to help you deal with heat stroke. Let's talk about heat stroke. Heat stroke is when that weather gets to you. Symptoms are, can be slight dizziness, a headache, flushed face, thirsty, sweating, fatigue, palpitations, speeding pulse. Basically, you just feel really, really bad. And this happens when the temperatures rise to over 38.5 degrees Celsius. Now, severe heat stroke can result in some really bad things, including fainting or even death. So this is definitely something you really want to avoid. And most places say that if you're feeling these kind of symptoms, you should try to drink water and have salt, basically salt, electrolytes, and glucose, which is like sugar. So basically, I've always thought, because I used to go running outside in the desert back in New Mexico quite often,
mm-hmm.
and I knew a lot of track and field people, and you know, it can get pretty hot in the desert. And so during things when they were training to do marathons and whatnot, they would say, you know, oh, we always drink or we always take with us on a long run Gatorade. And I was like, well, why don't you take water with you? And they're like, well, something that helps your body sweat more and able to fend off the heat more and function more in the heat is glucose, which is basically like, as I've heard and understand, sugar,
mm-hmm.
as well as electrolytes, which is like salt. And so Gatorade has all those things in it. In the long run, though, I think Gatorade does dehydrate you. Water's always the best choice to drink throughout the day. But that just puts an emphasis on what you need. And when this drink is 40% to 50% alcohol, which is what most,
yeah!
which is what doctors would tell you to avoid no. during Aww. The heat seasons and alcohol and caffeine, then maybe this drink isn't so good to take during the hotter months of the year.
Yeah, I don't think anybody will suggest you to drink more coffee and say like a Laker basically during a hot dog day, you know, especially in summer now. So yes, I think I didn't realize until I read this story, like it contains 40 to 50% of liquor. That's really, I think, quite strong. And
it's
I wonder whether, you know, that's suitable for kids or for young, you know, people.
Oh, that's an interesting point because it seems like the whole of China drinks.
Right. So maybe parents should be more careful.
That's the interesting part because it seems like science is telling a different story,
mm-hmm.
that this is not useful. Huoxiangzhongjisushi is not useful for fending off heat. But why is it that it seems like everybody buys the concept in China? And even till today, when information, technology is all available and there's, you know, so many open discussions that's carrying out, but people still think that Huoxiangzhengqi liquid is what you should definitely have when you feel bad under the sun.
Well, you know, tradition persists, and the tradition is strong for a lot of people, remember. I can give you other examples, like a sanfutie, so-called sanfutie remedy. It's a plaster made of this traditional Chinese herbal medicine. It's said to be, very effective to cure, like, asthma, arthritis, you know, it's so-called, like, winter disease, summer cure, literally translated from Chinese.
Yeah, yeah.
So many people believe in that. Personally, I question that practice because there's no way to check the results. You have four patches the size of credit cards on your back, and then you want to check whether you will get better, I mean, your physical health, say, 6 months later. How is it possible to check? How is it possible to know whether it worked or not? I just question the scientific process of that. And also other practices, like I think some of the practices are not up to date. Let's say, like 6 months, 坐月子, it means it's a Chinese practice for women when they deliver the baby, you know, and then you have 1 month time to stay indoors, basically no exposure to water, no exposure to public space, window closed, and cover your body, cover your head. No shower for 1 month. How is that bearable for modern young people now? But in the past, as a practice, I understand that because there's no air conditioning at that time, no heating system at that time. But now, I think, you know, part of that probably is useful. Like, you know, after, what is the word, postpartum? The woman, you are suffering from this, it's like a surgery, a huge surgery. So you do need time to recover for your body. You stay there, probably indoors, probably doing a little work, hugging your sweet baby, and, you know, trying to take the new role as a mother, and, you know, eating healthy food. That will help you to recover. Instead of like, 3 days later, I will go back to work, right? So I think probably, yeah, taking at least 1 month off from your work, that's helpful. But not entirely like, is it, you know, tolerable for a lot of young people nowadays, you know? Like you stay within the door without a shower for 1 day, 30 days?
Yeah, that's kind of hard. And Qingduo, I can see you're very skeptical about a lot of these traditions, so-called, that we have.
You know, I'm skeptical too, but I think some of them do hold some weight, that they do benefit you in the long run. In fact, even in the States, I believe in Albuquerque, a traditional Chinese medicine store, a couple mm-hmm. of them have opened up because there's a market for it there. But that's because I think people also want more natural ways to solve problems instead of synthetic doctor ways, mm-hmm. you know? And so I tend to be on that train too. And, you know, in the US too, we have a lot of old remedies, is what I would call them. Remedies that aren't necessarily like your mom would say, oh, you know, if you're feeling sick, you should have this. Like one thing I remember specifically was called a hot toddy, okay? And my roommates actually introduced it to me, and it's been passed down through their family. But I was sick, and my roommate wanted to help me out, so he made me some tea with a shot of whiskey in it. Well, not a shot, a little mm-hmm. less than a shot of whiskey in it, some lemon and some honey. And he's like, you know, have this, or in a little while have another one. Mm-hmm. And there was no, like, medicinal, like, doctor note saying, like, you need to have this specific drink, but it had been passed down through his family. Surprisingly, I think the whiskey had opened up my nasal so I could breathe through my nose. Mm-hmm. The honey's automatically very, I think honey's really good at killing, you know, the bad things all around your body. It's very good for those kinds of things. I'm no doctor. I don't know the lingo that well, but what I'm saying is I do think in some ways and in some circumstances, you know, medicine, traditional medicine, does actually help out with a lot of our problems, and in a natural way, which is sometimes really nice.
Ryan, next time, 藿香正气水.
No, but
similar function as whiskey.
Specifically with this one, though, there are two ingredients. Correct me if I pronounce them incorrectly, but hopu and unprocessed rhizoma pinellia. And these are, so they are in this beverage we're discussing, but they were said to be poisonous by the Lancet group in 1993 in a guideline managing medicinal toxic drugs released by the State Council in 1998, respectively. So these are two ingredients that a group, I'm imagining a medical group, has said that they are toxic and poisonous, mm-hmm. yet they are in a drug people are taking to beat the heat. I think mm-hmm. that's...
Sacrifice, huh, yeah.
Yes,
indeed. Sacrifice. Yeah.
Yeah, and if I...
No more for run.
And if tomorrow I'm not on the show, then you know why. And I demand reimbursement from CRI. That, I'm just putting that out there. And our WeChat listeners have a lot to say about this topic. Liu has been sharing multiple messages about his experience of drinking it, and he said when he was at school, our campus doctor gave us 藿香正气水 whenever we went to see him. So, so I don't understand. Is that like a panacea? It does not work that way for sure. But also, it means it doesn't kill you. So you can just have it willy-nilly.
Not
apparently.
Immediately.
Let's not have toxins accumulate in our bodies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, even a recent survey done by Tencent showed that 31% of respondents didn't think the medicine worked, but 69% believed that this really worked for curing heat.
I hope it will change after the show.
Yes, I hope our show is promoting some of the more up-to-date and scientific knowledge that people should possess.
But, you know, in the end, I think it is important to realize that heat stroke is a serious thing that happens and can result in death. Since July 27th, I believe, 16 people have passed away from heat stroke specifically in Jiangsu. So it is something to be knowledgeable about, and it is something to know how to remedy. And for me, guys, how I do it is I try to stay in AC areas at all times of the day.
You're smart, it's the hottest. You know where it is cool.
And, you know, I think drinking water. I talked about Gatorade. I think if you're an athlete or you're a laborer outside, Gatorade can really be helpful for you. But 9 times out of 10, guys, when it's hot, drink water, you'll sweat, and you'll feel better.
Yes, and salt and electrolyte, that is 电解质, and also glucose, that is, Ryan, what he said earlier, that is, 葡萄糖. Have all those things. That's the more scientific way of dealing with a heat stroke. You're listening to Roundtable with me, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Xu Xingduo. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the expenses of college students, male versus female. Stay tuned.